Hey guys!
Hi!
Welcome back to episode 3 of Tea and Toast Pod.
Can't believe we're on episode 3 now.
I know, I can't believe it. Cheers to Tea and Toast.
Handle to mug.
Mine's gone lukewarm. What about yours?
Yeah, same. It always happens.
It always happens. Why do we make the tea before we start the setup?
Because I got in and I really needed a tea.
It just isn't the one. But yeah, Ellie, can I just say, she sat down and I was like, you smell really nice, and she sprayed for me, guys.
Yeah, do you know when you feel like you feel better if you've, like, had a bit of a...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I apologise for my appearance today, but I've been wearing makeup for the last 4 days in a row, and my skin today really just feel like it needed a break. And I texted Ellie earlier and was like, am I an absolute joke if I don't wear makeup for the podcast today?
I don't think anyone would even notice if you hadn't said anything.
Okay, I do have a bit of fake tan on my face because I didn't want to be pasty.
Why have you been wearing makeup? Tell me, what have you been up to?
Just loads of filming. I was in town filming like an ad yesterday.
Ooh,
did
nice,
loads
exciting.
Of like shot with me's. And one, can I just say, Oliver Bonus.
Yeah.
Underrated.
What I don't, for?
You know what? Gifts. Gifts
no.
only. Like,
I don't think it's underrated. I think everyone knows it's the place to go for gifts. I'd say it's rated correctly.
Okay, rated, yeah. But it's definitely, I don't think it's that good for, like, buying anything for my home.
No, it's quite, I think.
Yeah, it's expensive.
There's nothing I'd pop in and be like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think it's expensive to buy things for yourself, but you're like, oh, that'd make a nice gift.
Yeah, I know. And then I've got 3 friends. How selfish of them, right?
Go on.
3 friends, all with birthdays within a week of each other in January.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I was hunting for birthday presents.
October's a lot for me. January's a rough month to have a lot of birthdays.
I know, right? My 3 best friends in Manchester, one's the 20th, one's the 26th, and one is the 29th.
What? Silka, Polly, and Faith? All of them?
All of them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Well, mine's in February, so you better keep some dollar aside.
I know, right? But Scribbler for cards.
Oh my god,
it is so good.
It's so good. I could spend hours in there.
No, literally, one of my friends just got engaged as well, and I got her an engagement card, and it was Fiance, and then he put a ring on it, like Beyonce.
Oh, Fiance. Yeah, it's good.
You were looking at me as though you didn't get it.
I was like, who's Faye? I
bought her that, but yeah, no, that was really good. And then did a Primark. I was like, underwhelmed with Primark.
Mm-mm.
You just never know. Sometimes you go in and it absolutely bangs.
And then other times,
it's just, like, they had summer stuff out, so I was buzzing because, oh my God, my announcement.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought you were going to talk about. You've had a million other things to say.
No, why have I not even started with this, guys? I didn't even tell you, I don't think. I think you found out via something.
You did tell me.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know how.
I can't remember.
2 days ago... out of the blue, woke up with the January blues. I've really had a severe case of the January blues all month. And then...
Yeah, it's been a bit much.
Yeah,
so
and
I'm
then...
I'm glad you booked.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. What? Oh!
I'm glad...
You're telling people my
I'm
news.
Glad you've done what you've done because you were getting a bit...
No, I was getting absolutely depressed.
A bit, yeah.
Hashtag depressed. It was awful. So, Yannick's reaction was like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're going to be happy.
Yeah, that was my... I was like, oh...
Guys, I've been spontaneous. I was not booking anything because of money and, like, blah. But then my laptop broke. It cost me £600. We do have it back now. Yay! And I was just like, why have I spent £600 on that but not actually spending money on what I want to do?
Yeah. So you're just doubling the amount of money you're spending.
Doubling, tripling, whatever. Because then, oh, my God. I'll have to tell you what I've done today. So... I spontaneously booked a buy with my best friend for next week.
Yeah, woo, that's exciting.
We get a round of applause. That was the most underwhelming sound of applause. I was wanting you to, like, bash it on your head or something.
I can give a round of applause.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Also, though. I'm like, good for you. I'm not going on holiday.
So,
you
next
need
week,
a round of
yeah,
applause.
Next week, I'm going to be in Dubai. Which I'm so excited about. It's Faith's, obviously, birthday. Because we've got 3 friends' birthdays. She really wanted to go away for a birthday. And all of us have been like, no, because we're skin, blah, 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 blah. And then I was just like, you know what? I don't even care. This is what savings are for. 2020. I said 2025 was the year of delusion and doing. And that is what I'm doing.
I'm very jealous.
Well, you know, it's
the weather.
Oh, don't even.
Oh, it's
I cannot wait. for sunshine. But you know what? It's coming up to 3 years since I lived in Dubai. How quick has that gone?
You mean
down, because mum said I lived there for 6 weeks at this point today, and I was like, it was more than 6 weeks. It was like 3 months.
You went on a 2 month holiday.
No, I didn't.
You did.
The plan was to live. I went there with the absolute intention of never coming back, but then I got the show.
Yeah, I know. But it was like,
it's a running joke that everyone's like, oh, you moved to Dubai, but you didn't move to Dubai. I did move, but I got offered a TV show in the UK. What was I going to do? Say no.
Yeah, okay, fair. So it'll be good for you to go back.
I'm really excited. Like, one of my friends has already been like, oh, I can't wait to see you.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I'm just, like, planning that now, but...
I do think January is such a good time to go on holiday. I'm so jealous.
Have we ever done a January holiday?
Because you're going, mum and dad are going on holiday, and Sophie's just been on holiday, so...
I know, our older sister just got back from Dubai, so as well, seeing her Instagram stories the week before in Dubai, I was like, oh, I just have to go.
Yeah. Okay, so you booked a holiday.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
My passport wasn't in date.
Why not?
So I thought it had 6 months left on it. So I was like, perfect, I can go Dubai, come back, and then just get it renewed for like my summer trips.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, June, that's 6 months away. But obviously like 20-something of January to 20-something of June is 5 months. Yeah. So of today, I had to go to Liverpool to the passport office and get a new passport and pay for like a premium one-day passport. So I am going. I've got a passport now. But I was like, I am either all in or absolutely nothing. So I was like, no, not going, not going, not going, not going. And then I'm like, right, but I don't have a passport.
How much does that cost?
It was £200.
For like what? And you get it there and then?
4 hours.
No, it's not too bad.
It was £100 to get it in a week. But because I'm going in a week, I was just too scared it wasn't actually going to arrive within
a week. On top of the price of the passport?
No. So that's what I mean.
It costs about £70.
No, it's £88 now, because I was looking anyway to renew it. So it's £88, or you can pay £102 to get it within a week, or you can pay £207 I've paid to get it on one day.
Oh, so it's like an extra £100.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, it is what it is, but Dubai, baby!
No, so Chelsea, are you staying in a hotel or Airbnb, or what's the vibe?
I think we're actually booking it today.
Oh, you're not
booking it? It's like a studio apartment, but like on next to like Five Palm, like literally where all the beach clubs and everything
are. That's so exciting. I'm actually jealous. Like, I've never been, and I think it is somewhere that I want to go, but it's not top of my list.
The thing is, Sophie kept saying that, and I kept begging Sophie to go, and she's literally now like, yeah, I'm so glad I went.
Yeah.
So definitely go.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
But yeah, I've just finished watching Dubai Bling season 3 as well, so it's I feel like the week before that, I was like so depressed watching that, and then Sophie was there, okay, I need to go to Dubai. But so Dubai Bling season 3, I know I've not let you speak yet in this weekly catch-up, but... Oh my god, for our listeners that have watched For the listeners that have watched it, oh my god, I need you in the comments, I need your opinions, I need a full-blown conversation about this. Literally, even I might set up a conversation on my broadcast channel when this airs to just talk to everyone about it. I just can't get over it. I wish you'd watched it because we could have talked about it.
Thing.
Selling the City.
How many shows have you been watching?
I've watched two full series of something on Netflix in January. I told you about January Blues.
No, no, you've just been watching series in bed.
So good, though. Not in bed, sofa. Oh. Made it out of bed.
Sorry, my bad.
But, yeah, you need to watch it so we can talk about it on the podcast. That's your assignment for next week.
Is my vibe, to be honest. I've been trying to watch it before.
No, because Sophie, our other sister, guys, she watched she started the first episode, their first night in Dubai. She said she had jet lag. She couldn't. Jet lag. She couldn't sleep. She literally, by the plane ride home, had binged all 3 series.
Oh god!
And she was like, "Oh my god!"
I started watching it once and I didn't vibe it. I want to watch that other thing you said though.
Yeah, Selling the City. Why have you not watched it? Because we have talked about that.
I don't think that's time to
right. Ellie's assignment for next week: watch Selling the City, then, and we can talk about it.
How is she going to watch that series by next week?
It's easy.
I haven't got time.
After work, chuck it on instead of a YouTube video.
I haven't even watched any of my YouTube videos.
What do you do?
Since Rich has moved home, honestly, I feel exhausted.
So it's the person that finishes work at 3 o'clock.
I finish at 5:30. Well, I get home at 5:30
now. Okay.
5:15, actually. Anyways, what I have been doing, I started...
Go on, give me your weekly catch-up.
I've got, one update.
Okay.
I started half marathon training this week.
Woo! So that's the enthusiasm I needed.
Yeah. Well, okay. Don't try again. You tell me yours.
Okay. I booked a trip to Dubai.
Woo! That's so exciting.
Thank you for that fake reaction.
So I've had my friend training. I was meant to start last week, I think, because it's like a 12-week thing.
Oh my God, I nearly spilled tea on your sofa and you were going to kill me. Put it away from
that
me.
That would not have been a vibe. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, right, hit me.
Started training. I mean, it's very easy. Well, not easy, but it's obviously at the start of training, it's not deep. Not deep. No, that's not the right word. It's not intense. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Gone back to hockey training because the weather meant that I've not played hockey. So it's been a very, like, getting back into the swing of things month. I feel like I had, like, a... I don't know if I've said this before, but I feel like I had a soft launch into January.
Yeah, well, I remember something the other day and it was like... Why do we put so much pressure on ourselves in January? It's like a month for reset.
Yeah.
Not a month for like pressure and guilt.
Yeah, and I've got hockey game tomorrow as well. So it's been that kind of week. Just getting on
in
top of
next week's episode, you'll have to let us know if you won or lost.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, obviously I hope so, but we're doing quite well this season.
We're actually on our socials, guys, if you've not got us, at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We did the How You See Me trend for each other.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think we nailed it.
I actually think we nailed it. If you've not seen it, go check out our socials, because I also asked on there, like, whose aesthetic do you think you fit into the most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I actually put hockey on it.
Yeah.
Because Ellie just loves her hockey.
It is part of who I am now, like, definitely.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's my main update. Other than that, just, like, what life.
Have you been doing in terms of, like, just, like, slowly getting back into running? Done a 5K, 1K, 3K, or what? Have you got a plan?
Yeah, so I'm doing a training plan, and I'm doing the same one that I did for my last half marathon.
Yeah.
So you do, like, one easy run a week, one interval run a week, and then one long run a week.
Are you doing outside or treadmill?
Well, that's why I've delayed starting, because I didn't want to run on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And it was too cold to run outside.
Oh my God, it was freezing. Was it last week?
Yeah, and obviously it was like the ground was icy. I would have, you know what I'm like, I couldn't see on a normal day, never mind that. So I didn't want to go to the gym, which I should have done, because I just didn't fancy starting running again on the treadmill.
Yeah,
I don't mind it when I'm in the zone.
You've got to do what feels right for you, or otherwise you're not going to have the motivation to do it.
I got out, it was obviously being a bit warmer this week, so I got out on outside.
I've not started the gym at all or done any physical activity so far, and I said I wanted to become that fitness girly, so very, very soft launch.
So that one we've not started yet. We've not started any of the other things.
I have kept on top of the calendar, the weekly short.
Yeah.
So really proud of myself. Done that 2 weeks in a row or whatever.
Right, okay, perfect. Have you got a game for us? I think we put something out on our socials.
I have. We put out on our socials. Make sure you do get us on our socials, guys, because for our games of the week or questions or anything like that that we want to include in episodes, we want to include you guys. So make sure you're always answering the questions, polls, because as we move forward, we are going to do a lot more of these.
Yeah.
But today's game is Would You Rather?
Oh, I've not played this in so long.
Me neither. And I just love it. I feel like our listeners, again, will just get to know us a little bit more. And who doesn't love a cheeky Would You Rather?
Right, go.
Okay, so would you rather swap jobs for the day or swap houses for the day?
Whoa.
I know my answer.
I'd like to swap jobs for the day.
Yeah, I'd like to swap jobs for the day. I feel like I would really just be intrigued.
Yeah, you would be. I would just like to sit and do nothing all day.
You're an absolute joke.
No, I'm joking.
Why? No, it's a real joke as well that I just sit and do nothing all day. If you actually had to do a week my life, you would want your job.
I'm joking, but I'd want to swap jobs on a day you had like a cool event.
Oh, no, you can't pick and choose, hon.
Well, yeah.
I don't feel like I get invited to many cool events anymore.
I'm
not as
editing
cool as people
your content.
Think.
I want to like.
Yeah, we can swap on an editing
a festival.
Can you edit, edit loads of content for me. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a good one. I like that. Imagine if we could just do that.
I know. Great question. Okay, so someone said, would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
I would rather be...
I mean, I'm overdressed all the way. I just feel like you can never be overdressed, like too much overdressed. Even if you walk in a room and you are the most dressed up, so what? Like, I think it's worse when you're the most underdressed in a room.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, like, I feel like we've worn nothing on this podcast but comfy clothes, and I live in comfy clothes, but if I'm like out of the house, yeah, I would always be overdressed.
It depends on what it is, to be honest. I think that's quite hard to answer. I think I'd rather be overdressed.
Okay, why?
Because if you feel underdressed, I think I'd feel really self-conscious. I'd feel like I'd not made enough of an effort and people would be thinking that I hadn't put any effort in. Well, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like you didn't really care that much.
Yeah.
Whereas at least if you're overdressed, people are noticing.
Yeah, and honestly, one of my biggest, not biggest achievements, that sounds really bad and shallow because of what I'm about to say, but something that makes me really happy and smile, I'd be happy if someone looked at me funny or complimented my outfit or they were staring because I was, do you know what I mean, when you're overdressed and you look good, I just think I looked good today, my outfit was solid, so that's I'd always rather be overdressed.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be overdressed.
I feel like you feel yourself more and you're more productive when you're overdressed.
You are.
When I get up, do a full face of makeup and put some on that's not joggers, I really do feel like I achieve more.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah,
overdressed.
Okay. Would you rather have a massive luxury house and a rubbish small car or a small house with a big luxury car?
I'd rather have the luxury house.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, I'm going around in my older sister's husband's ex car with a massive dent in it.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I would rather have the mansion and drive a Ford KA. I don't care.
I would always, and if I think what I'd spend my money on things, I'd always rather have an older car and put money in the house.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to own a Range Rover? But I'm just I'd rather have the house first and then a car secondary.
Yeah, same. House. Big luxury house.
House? Where would be your dream place to live, actually, just going off that?
Oh, is that a question?
No, I'm just intrigued because we're talking about houses. If you could have, your dream mansion house, whatever your dream house is, if you could have put it anywhere. We've had to bring Biscuit in because he was not happy on his own. So, hi. I knew he was going to jump right up.
No.
Right. Okay. Ellie has the world's neediest dog.
I do. I'm really sorry. I've given him separation anxiety and I am fully responsible.
Okay. Well, as long as you know that.
I am. I'm very self-aware.
Okay. So going back to my question, where would you dream place have your dream house?
Dream house?
Mm.
What, in the UK or anywhere?
Just where would your dream house be?
Oh, that is quite tricky. I would choose somewhere warm, but I don't actually know what it's like to live in these countries. Okay, I would always say I would say on the coast in San Diego or something like that, but I don't know what it's like to live there.
Nice.
Or if I'm thinking UK, I'd love a big house. I actually really want to live in Marylebone.
I knew you were gonna say somewhere bloody London like that. Yeah, when you lived there, you always said, Marylebone.
In, one of the big houses with the white at the bottom.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
If I could have my dream house anywhere, the thing is, I definitely feel I would want, a dream house in the UK, up north, probably Manchester way, but, because, family and that, to have a base.
Yeah, actually, there's some gorgeous areas in, Cheshire and stuff.
If I was staying in the UK, probably Cheshire or something.
If I was staying in Yorkshire, I think not Harrogate, North Leeds.
Yeah, but I would say, obviously it's completely devastating what's going on in LA now. It's actually devastating. But I always saw myself living in LA. I don't know, I love Miami, Dubai, New York. I think a city with the beach as well. But I would love to have a UK base. But
I think the energy, especially the sea and sun, that gives nice energy.
Yeah. And I just feel I love American people, their mindset and things. So probably that. Okay, back to would you rather. Sorry, side note. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early?
20 minutes early.
I would say I would rather be 20 minutes early, but I am the 10 minutes late
girl. Yeah, you are. I think I'd rather be 20 minutes early because 20 minutes is not that long. And if you're always 10 minutes late, people are just going to think that you're rude, not very good, nice person.
Oops.
You're not always late.
No, I'm not always late.
You were on time today.
Yeah, I was. I was actually 20 minutes early.
There we go. And if you're 20 minutes early, there's always stuff you could be doing on your phone.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I would rather be the early person, but I'm just not very good at it.
Yeah, I'm an on-time person. I'm a minute early.
Yeah, you are actually an on-time
person. Yeah, I'm not an early or a late person, really.
Mm, one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be able to sing or be able to dance to anything?
Sing. imagine just being able to whack out
a little Beyonce riff.
Like, just bang out a Adele ballad.
I know. I actually, though, I think was going to, I'm going to say dance.
Yeah, you're a dance gal.
If I could just, if I was like, oh, if I could just be my job touring, doing dance for like artists.
If you'd have trained and practiced, you could have.
I know.
So, you didn't want it that much, did you?
No, I didn't train from a young age enough. I don't think I was ever good enough to be professional.
You got an A star, didn't you?
In dance, yeah, but it was more contemporary. I want to be able to dance like
hip hop, R&B.
Yeah, like that vibe.
Like on tour with.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to be able to sing like Beyonce, but I just know I would love dancing. Yeah. Okay, we have one more and then we'll move on. This is actually our cousin wrote this in, so it's a bit personal, like to us.
Okay.
And to be fair, we should probably explain a little bit about our bestie. So our cousin has said, would you rather eat as much chocolate and cake as you want and never put on weight?
Yeah.
Or taste Nana's pasta one last time? Obviously, we're choosing Nana's pasta.
Yeah,
right?
It has to be. It has to be. Though I do a good...
Ellie does do like a good Nana's pasta, but it's not Nana's.
No. So Nana was our Nana's Italian, which is, and she always used to make us pasta every Friday.
Homemade pasta sauce every Friday.
And we were like the three best friends, weren't we?
Three musketeers.
We always stayed at Nana's on Friday and we always had pasta. And it's like a big thing in our family. Like, oh, we're having Nana's pasta.
Yeah, Nana's pasta was just like...
Yeah.
The bomb.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Unfortunately, we can't have it anymore. So yeah, I would literally, like, I always say on my death row meal question, I'm always like, well, I'd have my Nana's pasta, but I can't have it. So like,
I
would literally, if I could just taste her pasta one more time, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Same, but it'd have to be like a good day. Do you remember, you're like, once every 6 months would be a bad day?
Yeah, and we'd be gutted, even though we had devastated. It every week. We'd literally be like, oh, she'd come back.
Yeah, so horrible. And that, to be fair, I'd take a rubbish version now.
Yeah, to be honest. But yeah, no, Anna was literally our best friend ever. And it's weird because I started socials after she passed. Yeah. So it's like weird that my social family doesn't even know that side.
I know.
But like if she'd have still been alive, she would have probably been in like majority of my videos.
Yeah, so many.
So yeah, but yeah, that's our Nana. But yeah, she's Italian, hence like the pasta. So, yeah.
I enjoyed that. I liked a bit of Would You Rather. They were good questions.
Yeah, I know. Really good questions. Okay, Ellie, tell us what the topic of the week is.
Right, well, speaking of best friends, actually,
we
are talking about friendships in your 20s this week.
Okay, massive eye roll.
Yeah, I think it's always a tricky one. And I think maintaining friendships at this age, everyone starts to do different things. Everyone's... sort of, you grow up, don't you? You become your own person more. So I do think it's an interesting thing to talk about.
Yeah, especially because, well, I'm 27 now, you're 25.
25, yeah. So we've experienced a fair... I mean, you're aging close to 30. You've experienced some of your 20s.
Yeah, so I would definitely say the beginning of 20s for me is definitely still more like those teenage friendships, a lot of turmoil, up, down, people aren't as mature yet, so there's a lot more drama. I would say like in the last year and a half, I've really solidly got my friendship group. Mm. I know exactly who they are. I know who my real ones are and no drama and I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, that is like when you get to that point, no drama.
I actually used to
those friendships are like matured and developed and yeah. they're good.
I actually feel blessed and privileged that I am at that stage because girls can be horrible and shit and it is awful when you're going through friendship drama. It honestly is like maybe not quite as bad as a breakup, but it feels like a breakup and it's always on your mind and it gives you anxiety and you don't know whether you're the bad person, they're the bad person, you're angry at them, but you also love them. And honestly, I genuinely count my blessings every day that I just have like no drama with my friends and we're actually really honest with each other in a loving way.
That's good. So do you think that helps you maintain friendships by being super honest?
Yeah, and I think definitely through my 20s I've learned don't not say something like, and I've been guilty of this, friends that I used to have been guilty of this, like not saying something because you're scared it might hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah, of course.
There's always a way you can approach someone. And again, as I've learned going through my 20s and who's actually like stuck with me and is still my friends and who isn't, like if someone's your real friend, they're not going to take what you're saying offensively. Obviously, if you're meaning it not offensively, but like they're genuinely going to know that it's coming from love, it's coming from the right place, even if it's not what you want to hear.
Yeah, of course. I think it's one of those things where, especially as you are grown up, people have done a bit more self-work and people know who they are and they're happy with themselves as people. And I think that's why you can be more honest as you get older in friendships. Whereas when you're earlier, late teens, early 20s, we're all probably still figuring ourselves. I mean, we're still figuring ourselves. I'm still figuring ourselves out now.
But you do know, you do, especially, you do really get to know yourself more in your 20s. Like me at the age of 20 and me at the age of 27, I'm a whole different person.
Oh, completely.
And you have way more boundaries. You just get, it's easier to say no, or it's easier to just know what you like to do, not like to do.
Yeah.
And therefore, I just feel like you attract people better, because in your 20s, like especially me, like I was going clubbing, I was repping, I was this, I was that, and you're just nice to everyone and you go and do this, and then you just, through trial and error, you just know who is really there for you and who's there for clout or who's there to just have a good time. Or
yeah, definitely. And I think you know yourself, what you value in a friend, and you also know
you're worth a bit
your
more.
Own worth. Yeah, that's it. I think when we were prepping for this, I was sort of thinking, and I wouldn't class myself as someone that has a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And I was sort of thinking there was maybe three different reasons why.
Yeah, tell me. Because I think a lot of our listeners will actually agree, like, it's hard to make friends in your 20s.
It is. I think unless you've carried on with those school friends or
college, uni. I think uni helped me.
Yeah, so that's
and living in a city helped me a lot.
So that's one of mine. So I didn't go to university.
Mm.
So I didn't have that sort of, I guess, that university life where you meet loads of people your age, you're all sort of forced to do the same thing. You're going out all the time.
Yeah.
And you meet different people as you go along. You've done the same course. So you've probably got more things in common than when you were younger.
Yeah.
So those friendships are probably going to last. So I think that's one reason why. I think another reason why, this is quite random. Well, no, it's not random. But if I think back, I've always got on with boys probably better than girls. Always.
Ellie was someone that always had boy friends. Yeah, like
always.
And I never had boyfriends.
My absolute, like serious best friends have been boys. Like, I would go out partying with boys all weekend. I wouldn't go out with the girls. It would be I was going out with the boys.
I will just say, though, that was more when you were younger, and I did have like a best boyfriend. Like we were like inseparable. But I will tell, like, we've definitely lost touch in our 20s. I actually still
I'm
believe
to tell you why.
Oh, sorry, I'll just, you know.
No, I was building on it.
I was just chipping into the conversation.
No, because you did as well, and I think what I'm about to say is probably true for you as well.
What?
Just saying, obviously you have those super close friendships, and I say I was probably friends with boys more as well, because I couldn't deal with the drama with girls. Girls are too much for me. Girls are drama.
That wasn't what I was gonna say.
No, that's not what I'm saying either. I'm just explaining why okay. I was friends with
yeah.
But then as you get older, you start obviously to have your own relationships, and it doesn't become as natural to stay friends with boys unless you're with them.
Basically, as you get older, it's harder to be best friends with a guy.
Yeah. And so actually, I've got two more reasons.
Any reasons why she doesn't have many friends?
Basically, I know why I don't have friends. I just don't have any. Another reason being having sisters.
Yeah.
I think you don't have to, you don't put as much effort in because you know you've got your sisters. They're your ride.
Definitely growing up, like, if I didn't have sisters, I don't know what I would have done.
No,
because
I
when
don't.
Girls can be absolutely crap, at least we had each other.
Yeah. But then I thought, well, maybe I would have put more effort in with people if I knew I didn't have.
See, I feel like you had the most friends growing up. Between me and Sophie, like, you were the girl with the friends.
I did. I was friends with a lot of people, but I would say I had my absolute close friends, and I've lost those friendships. And so then when you put all that energy in, you know, when you're growing up, in your teens, into those friendships, and then they're taken away, it is quite a lot. And it's quite a lot to process and go through.
Yeah.
And then I think because of those things, it's harder to then put yourself out there.
So do you feel like you don't put yourself out there to make friends with people?
I think I probably don't put myself out there, and then I know I've got you and Sophie always. And
do you ever wish you had more friends?
I think I'd like to, like, there's a couple of friendships that I maybe wish were stronger from, that I managed to keep, because they were really strong friendships to me. I think I don't think, oh, I wish I had more friends, because, like, the type of the people are what mean something to me. Yeah. Not having loads of friends. Yeah. Having is, like, a couple of main friends who I know are just my type of people. I'm much happier than that with that than thinking, oh, I've got loads of friends. So how do you think you make friendships now? You're in your mid to late 20s.
Yeah, I actually wrote some stuff down because Ellie gave me a little prep question and was like, how do you make new friends? And I'm actually...
Please tell me, because it sounds like I need
it. Yeah, no, so my friendship group, me, one, like, a couple of us, we're, like, best mates from uni.
Yeah.
So I've known her literally since nearly 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Wow, that's crazy now.
I know. So we've stuck it out. And then one of friends...
That's that thing, isn't it? If you make it past 7 years, you should be good.
Yeah, you've got friends for life. She can't get rid of me now. I know she listens. And then basically met another one through socials. So I really think me doing socials, especially like in the beginning of doing socials, when I think a lot of people that were starting TikTok the same time as me were wanting to connect with each other, and me and her just like vibed so well. Literally, I think it was me maybe... that was like, oh, we should actually meet, because we always liked each other's stuff, and then went on a night out and obviously never looked back. No, I'm actually going to Dubai with her for her birthday next week.
Hey, doesn't she actually live like really close?
Oh my god, yeah. So we both met in Manchester.
Yeah.
And she's literally from where I'm from.
Yeah.
We literally grew up in villages like 15 minutes apart, but never knew each other. But she is younger than me.
Yeah.
And then we met our other friend, me and, I'm not mentioning names, but I don't know why, me and Faith. We're at an event, and Polly was at an event, and we just accidentally got sat on the same table. So I think genuinely, like, living in the city and going out, and like obviously with my job getting invited to events where you can meet people, and then randomly didn't see her again for like 6 months. Then I was actually hosting a nightclub event in Manchester, and Polly ended up on our table, and then we chatted to her that night. The next day, she was at the same event as us at Compound. Oh, wow. So it was just kind of meant to be.
Yeah, that's nice. You've obviously got similar...
Yeah, I think just living in the city, like, going to events, I think, honestly, a really good way to meet people is, like, on holiday. I feel like, especially when you're, like, in your teens going on holiday, you might be like, oh, like, holiday friends. But now, like, when you're actually older, and if you meet someone on holiday at a beach club or this or that you actually vibe with, you will, because of Instagram and that, stay in touch. I'm not saying you may be best friends, but it's a way to stay in touch with people.
Yeah, on holiday, you're probably a bit more relaxed, a bit, like, more open to...
And if someone's at, like, a music event abroad, you have that in common, so they're probably more like your people. So I definitely think, like, social media is a great way to make friends, going to events within the city. Like, I actually know a couple of people that have been going to some, like, dating events, but I think they actually do some for, like, friends as
That's what I was going to say. So would you recommend people to go to I always see them, you know, like when people host events, people to get to know each other, especially like people in their 20s. Would you like recommend people to do that?
I actually think shoot shot, you've got nothing to lose. Like I went on a cruise the year before on my own, and I like shit myself a little bit. But within genuinely, like, the first day, met some people, maybe, like, weren't necessarily, like, my vibe. Mm. But then, like, day two, I was, like, I met my people on the cruise. And I was, like, because I think when you put yourself in a situation where you have to talk to people.
That's it. And in that situation, you didn't know anyone, so you had to.
I had to mingle. I had to network. I had to speak to people. I had to make friends. So if you go to one of these, you have to talk to someone. You can't just sit in the corner.
Whereas in day-to-day life, we're probably all quite comfortable just avoiding and like, doing that.
Yeah, you might be too scared to do this, and that's absolutely fine if you want to go with a friend. But I would say try and go on your own, because when you go with a friend, especially me, when I get invited to like brand events and you can bring a plus one, I end up just talking to my plus one all night and maybe saying hi to a few people. But whenever I've been to one on my own, I actually... meet people.
You have to put yourself out there, don't you?
So I would definitely say I would definitely recommend one, because at the end of the day, what's the worst thing that can happen? You didn't speak to anyone and it's a funny story to tell.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Definitely just like I know when I moved to Dubai on my own, just going and working in coffee shops at beach clubs. I genuinely just met people. I don't know how easy that is in the UK. I'm not someone that maybe goes into coffee shops and that too much, but just going on a solo date to a coffee shop or this or that or to a restaurant, or you just actually never know who you're going to meet.
It's maybe not much of the culture like that in the UK.
Yeah, I think everyone in the UK is a bit more like, to themselves.
Yeah, whereas
I think we care like what others think, and are they gonna think I'm a loner? But like, honestly, no one's looking at you.
I don't know if it's just what you see on social media, but I feel like in like other places like America, or like what you've told me about Dubai, and even like things I feel like Australia, just places that I've sort of seen and can relate to, I feel like it's more normal for them to just do all these things.
Well, like backpacking in Australia,
they're embarrassed by all of this stuff.
They just have that in common.
I think it's like a British thing that we get, like we make ourselves feel uncomfortable when we don't need to.
Yeah, 100%.
So put ourselves out there and go to like different events, or you know, message people that we maybe find interesting on social media and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Three questions.
Okay, go.
On friendships, but like quick fire.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the worst thing anyone's done for you, friendship, like to you, friendship wise?
Oh, that is a good question. Okay. Well, I mean, other than dating my all time best friend and then dumping me after a month.
I mean, yeah, that actually led Ellie into therapy.
So, yeah, probably that one.
Yeah, I would say my worst friend story is definitely, I actually have been ghosted twice by two different, like, friends.
I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not even going to tell you.
These two people were, like, best friends for, like, a number of years, so it hurt, but we're over the trauma. Next question. Do you think you're a good friend?
I think I could be a better friend.
Why?
I think maybe communication. I think, like, if I get so caught up in the day-to-day, I'm so bad at keeping in touch with people.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, your ride or dies know that you're
like
going
a 3 to 5 business day reply.
Yeah, I am. And, like, what's quite good about, like, one of me and my closest friends is we'll text, like, right, next Tuesday, should we go on a walk at this time and, call each other? And then we tend to, like, catch up like that rather than, like, texting each other all the time.
Yeah.
I think with my job as well, like, I'm not on my phone all day, every day. Like, I barely reply to, like, you and Sophie, I feel like.
Yeah, you could get better at communication.
Yeah, I think communication I'm not great at, which means probably
that's potentially why you could lose touch with people.
Yeah, but I think being a friend, like, I'm always there for my people.
Yeah.
Are you a good friend?
I actually think I am a good friend. I definitely could always improve, 100%.
Oh, we are good.
But I'm actually going to claim it and say, you know what, I think I am a good friend.
Good. That's nice.
My friends are probably listening thinking, well, honey, we've got a list right for you.
Well, sit down. Let me give you
sit down and let me tell you why you're not a good friend. No, I think I am a good friend.
Like, I think they all would say you are.
I could definitely improve, but I think I would say I'm, like, overall a good friend.
Yeah.
Okay, last question on friendship. Give our listeners, like, one bit of advice on how to maintain a friendship. Like, they might be going through a rocky time with their friend, or they might have a long-term friend that they, like, fear of losing. Like, just one tip on how to maintain a friendship.
I think
he's like,
let me think about that. I just count the ones I've lost over the years.
Oh my god, I'm dying. I'm gonna say one, it might give you something. Oh, you know what? You might just not have one.
What?
Maybe I can give you the tip.
Yeah, please.
I would say my tip is don't ever react in the moment with instant emotions. Like, always think of your second reaction. And what I mean by that is, like, it can be something really small or something really big. But if someone's, like, shown up for you for a countless number of times, they've proven that they're loyal, they know they're a good friend, and they do something that maybe they've not replied for, like, you for a week or two, or they've sent a text that you think's abrupt, or I don't know, they did something when they were a little bit drunk, but you know they're a good friend, like, always just take that step back and give someone grace. They might be having a bad week, they might be going through something, like, and always just, like, communicate with them, because sometimes you can't help it. Like, you'll read something that wasn't even how they intended it on a text, or you'll think, oh, they're not getting back to me. And, like, well, it's just, like, just remembering everyone's got their own lives.
And I was, do you know what I've sort of taken on recently is, like, if they're your people and you know them and they're good people, Everyone's just trying to do their best.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everyone's just trying to do their best. They might be having a really crap time at work. Something else might be going on. I know me, like, sometimes I can, like, not reply on the group chat for a few days because, like, last week I didn't really say much because I was like, well, I'm just feeling a bit depressed. Yeah, so what am I going to bring? Or, like, if me and Yannick have, like, doing a little date day, I won't go on my phone because I'm on a date day. Or so it's just, like, remembering, like, no one's out to get you, because I think especially when you're younger 20s and teenage, like, you react a lot more and you're like, well, why are you not? Whereas, like, now I've just learned, like, someone's going to get back to you when they get back to you. And if they're a real friend, like, you can always just ring them or give them a budge, and they're not going to, like, be arsey with
you. Yeah, definitely. I think I've got one now. Sorry. Go on. I think I just went a bit blank for a minute. I think I deeped it in my head.
Oh, God. Not that again.
I think, like, our lives get so busy and caught up. Like, we even have to do it as sisters. But I think when I said with my friend Izzy, we put a date in the diary.
Putting dates in the diary,
yeah, because
sure.
Otherwise, like, life just lives. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, we've not been for dinner in 3 weeks, 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I've not checked in with them.
That is something.
So I think actually diarising things that's not with your partner, not, like, a couple's thing, not whatever, and having a sister day, a girl's day, a boy's day, whatever it is.
Yeah, definitely. Our group is actually so good at that. Obviously not.
Yeah, you are good at that.
Not due to me, because
No, you're terrible with dates. Like, you're always like, no, it's girls' night that day.
Yeah, we always try and make sure we have a girls' night once a week, whether it's in or out, celebrate birthdays. We always, like, we find an excuse to, like, we're doing a Galentine's night. Because we always say as well, because, like, this year, a couple of the group is not going to be living in Manchester anymore, and we're like, when will we ever get this time again where we're all in the same city, young, like, living together? So we want to make the most of it. So we really do put dates in the diary.
Yeah, I think you guys are great at that. And I think that's a good way to
celebrate. Yeah, because even if you do get really busy, you're like, oh, well, I'm seeing them next week anyway. Or
yeah.
So you don't feel like any friendship's being lost.
Yeah, and you keep up to date with people. I feel like sometimes we're like, oh, it's been too long since I've spoke to them, so there's too much catch up on, or we won't be able to, like, do you know what I mean? So I think that's really good.
Okay, recommendations.
I love a recommendation.
So this week's recommendations, Ellie, you were in charge of this one. Hit me.
Meal ideas. I feel like January's a bit meh.
Yeah.
People are trying to be healthy, but what do we eat?
Well, I have tried to do some, like, healthy things. I have been really loving, like, a healthy Chinese vibe.
Oh, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, so I love to do, like, chicken and either, like, a teriyaki or a sweet and sour sauce. You know, there's little sachet packets that you can buy with, like, loads of veg. So whether you buy a bag of stir-fry veg, you chop up your own veg, however, because then, and I'm someone that chucks loads of veg in there because I, like, if I'm eating healthy, I'm having a big portion. So
that's quite a easy.
Oh, it's so easy, literally, especially while on the walk. You can do it in 15 minutes. 15-minute dinner, and then I always, again, really easy, just chuck in a bag of rice with it, and then it's literally just, like, chicken and stir-fry rice. But it tastes really nice, like, with the Chinese feel, really quick, really easy.
And especially, like, if you're trying to be a bit healthier with it being New Year, that's kind of, like, a bit of a...
Yeah, that's been one of my go-to. I've had it a few times in January now.
Well, I mean, it's not takeaway, but that Chinese...
Yeah, it tastes, like, better than just, like, chicken and salad.
Yeah, of course. We're carrying on the pasta Friday night traditions.
You're lovely.
So we are thinking of different pastas for every Friday.
I actually tried a new pasta, and I need to recommend it to you. You need to make
it
and tell me what you think. So, steak pasta.
Okay.
So obviously whatever steak you want to buy. So basically what I do is I chuck, the sauce is basically olive oil.
Okay.
So loads of olive oil in a pan. And if you think it's too much, it's not. Keep adding.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. So loads of olive oil.
Like Nana style.
Yeah. White onion. Peppers. Mushroom.
Lovely.
Cherry tomato.
Oh, nice.
Simmer it. When you've simmered it for a little bit, you get one of those, like, you know what you do a mashed potato with? What they're called? Like a masher?
Yeah.
Yeah? One of them.
I think it's called a masher.
Yeah. One of them, and do it on all the tomatoes.
Ooh.
And all of the juices come out. Like, when I say tomatoes, I mean, like, a full bag of plum tomatoes. Nice. I've been using plum tomatoes. So then the sauce is the olive oil with the actual tomato juice. And then...
Like, that's, like, fresh tomato.
Yeah. Obviously, your pasta's cooking in a pan, separate. And then you chuck your steak in, obviously, if you like it well done earlier or, like, you just like it fried, chuck it in last minute. Then add the pasta in, mix it all together, parmesan cheese, chef's kiss.
Mm, that does sound really good.
Honestly, try it.
I'll put it on the pasta list. But other than, well, pastas, we, you know, they're all quite standard, so that's good to have a new one. One place that I get really good meal ideas from, and I've sent it to you before, is Mediterranean, is it Mediterranean Diet Plan?
It's called Mediterranean Diet Plan on Instagram. It's so good for Instagram.
Because we quite like Mediterranean style food.
What was that thing you cooked for me last week?
Yeah.
Tell everyone about that recipe, because it was stunning.
We did roasted vegetables, like...
just in the oven.
Yeah, in the oven. So you just literally put, like, tomatoes, courgette, aubergines, peppers, like the nice sweet pointed one, onions, all in a pan with like olive oil again.
And can you, like, tell we're foodies?
Different like salt and stuff or whatever, spices on. And you just put it into roast, and we butterflied the chicken open and put it on top of the veg. Mm. And then that dripped into the roasted veg as well. Mm. And then we sliced that up and served it with couscous as well and some feta.
Yeah, it tasted so good. I've actually added it to my meal plan for next week.
Yeah.
I want to make it for myself. It tasted so
good. Yeah, that's such a good one. I mean, it's all, like, that's basically the vibe, isn't it, really, of the Mediterranean diet plans. There's a really good salmon one that I do on there as well. So I go to there for most of mine.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, for most of my ideas, it's definitely like IG Reels. Yeah, I would say definitely check out Mediterranean Diet Plan, guys, if you love that, like, Mediterranean food. Obviously, like, we're part Italian. We just grew up on Mediterranean food and love it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't...
especially olive oil.
If you don't like Mediterranean meals, all my recommendations were rubbish. Pasta, and Mediterranean meal plan.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I've really liked this episode.
Me too. It's nice, you know, it's nice to actually talk through, like, friendships and stuff we've been through, because,
I mean,
like,
yeah,
you don't really talk about it day to day, do you? Whereas sometimes it's nice to process, and, you know, I'm sure there's other girls out there that have, like, been through similar things to us.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, we'll also maybe do an advice episode one week. So if you ever have any dilemmas, need advice on anything, whether it's friendships, whatever it is, as I say, we're doing so many topics of the week as we move on. Obviously, last week's was living with partners, this week friendships. Next week's going to be a really fun one, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you as always. If you've watched us on YouTube or listened to us on Spotify or Apple, we love you.
And make sure you hit subscribe and follow and all of that jazz, and leave any comments if you like. It really does help us. We're trying to grow this podcast organically, but you guys that listen to us can help us. So thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye. See you next week.